Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show. It's the Benny Randall Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show. 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 Show.
I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall. I love the Benny Randall Show. Yeah.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And like always, it's my humble pleasure that you allow me into your heart and your homes. And like always, you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com. That's BennyRandall.com. Or if you're one of my elite clients, you can go to BRJElite.com. All right? And either way, we're there to help and serve you. We have another extraordinary show with another extraordinary entrepreneur. Her name is Kate Hayes, a.k.a. Kate the Great. For many, dreams are only formed while sleeping, but Kate Hayes' dreams are meant to be lived. But before she could live out her dreams, she knew she had to build them. Since young, Kate had big dreams, but unlike most, she didn't let life stop her from becoming her dreams could transform into reality. From losing her home in New Orleans, Louisiana during the 2005 because of Hurricane Katrina, to dealing with the major tragedy involving Kate's father in 2008, she was left uninspired and less determined than ever. But nevertheless, she gravitated to the art as a means for releasing her inner frustration, which simultaneously channeled her inner creativity. Upon awaking his coma, Kate discovered that her father was paralyzed, distressing, bleaching, and painting denim jeans became Kate's outlet. This truly brought out her creativity side, and through art and fashion, she was able to express herself. I can go on and on about this entrepreneur, but we're just going to let her come on in here. Kate Hayes, thank you for being on the Benny Randall Show. How are you today?
Hello, I'm blessed. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm truly blessed and highly favored. Man, this is extraordinary. Thank you for getting out your busy schedule. And spending some time with our listeners here on the Benny Randall Show. Let's get started here. So you had a major, major tragedy that changed your whole life perspective. Tell my audience a little bit about that.
Yeah, so in 2008, my father actually got into a car accident and he became paralyzed. So it was a drinking and driving accident. And he was drinking because he became a fiend for alcohol, which is what encouraged me to create my business Fiend, to inspire people to be addicted to their dreams and something that will transform their life in a positive manner, better than they could ever even imagine, versus something negative like what my father experienced.
Isn't it amazing how pain sometimes can lead us to some of our greatest gains in life? And in a million years, you would have not expected this to happen. When that moment happened and that change started to happen, how did you cope with it? Because I know there's a transition period, right? You know, when something traumatic happens in your life, how did you deal with it during that transition period?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely a period where, you know, you go from just trying to understand everything, you know, but you have to realize that although you can't control the situation, you can control how you react to the situation. And I was only 10 years old when this occurred, you know, so I didn't really know how to actually process it. So I gravitated to art and creativity as a means of my outlet, you know. So I wound up distressing jeans. Well, first I started on paper. I started painting and things of that nature. And then I moved to fashion, and I was painting on jeans, distressing jeans, bleaching them, you know, just doing little things here and there, really to just turn my pain into my passion, which was creativity. That was what I loved, you know? And then from there, I realized how much I truly enjoyed fashion. And I started getting into different fashion programs. And then when I got to my senior year of high school, I wound up doing my first internship. And then from there, every year after, I had an internship in college.
Mm, very, very powerful. So let me ask you this. When did you know that, the you know, once you started to dream big and wanted to, this fashion and creative part of you began to show its head, when did you know it could become a business, though? Because most people, a lot of times, they just think, I'm just doing this to blow off steam and stuff like that. When did you know, okay, this can possibly become a business, and at the same time, it can serve others? When did you know that?
Yeah, I think that I realized it when I was in high school, honestly. I knew that I wanted to start to build my own dreams. I didn't know how I was going to become a businesswoman or an entrepreneur, you know, because a lot of times we don't really see that in the community, you know. So, like I said, I had my first internship, and this woman, she was a more mature woman, you know, and she had two stores, one that was like a junior store, and then the one that she, which was her, ran by her kids, and then the one that she ran, which was for more mature audience, which was the one that I worked at with her. And I was just, I just told myself, you know, like, if she can do it and pull this off, like, I can do it, you know? And I think that that's really what gave me the motivation to kind of just like start figuring out, okay, what's my plan going to be? Because I knew that I was going to go to college. I knew that I was going to possibly get a job after college, like being a buyer, doing something in the fashion industry, because I wound up going to LSU. Eventually, I got my degree from there. My first year of college, I went to the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, and then I transferred my sophomore year back home, and I went to LSU. And from there, I was still getting my major in fashion merchandising with a minor in business. So I always knew that I wanted to do business. I always knew that I was going to be in the business realm. I just didn't know how I was going to do it. But I think that, you know, when you're destined for something, it has no choice but to come to fruition. You know, like, everything just aligns when it's your purpose.
Mm, very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. So let me ask you this. Fiend was supposed to inspire people not to just wear clothing, but evolve in the type of person they are. So most people associate the word fiend with something negative. And I love how you decided you were going to turn that around and make fiend something positive. Was that the mission from the beginning? And then,
yes, absolutely. Because my father was a fiend for alcohol. So it was like, instead of me being a fiend for something that can, you know, control my mind and control my life in a negative way, I'd rather be the pioneer to encourage people to fiend for something that will change their life for the better. And that will be to, you know, fiend for their dreams, fiend for whatever it is that their passion is that's going to change their life and the people of the lives around them.
Oh, very, very powerful. And I like how you have expanded it into this whole Kate Hayes empire. I understand that you have a master class coming up. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about Matt? Why did you decide to do a master class, you know, live and in person when you can simply, you know, do books and stuff overline or whatever. What drove you to that? And tell my listeners a little bit about your upcoming masterclass.
Right. So speaking about books, I actually have my book that I just released called Building Your Dream So You Can Live the Life You Want. And that's on katehayes.com as well. And you will see my masterclasses on there too. And the reason why I decided to do an in-person masterclass is because I've honestly always loved events. I put on multiple events, from my Fiend Festival that I had, a Manifestation and Mimosas event, and then a couple other events that I had. And this one is called How to Turn Your Pain into Profit. So this masterclass is an exclusive masterclass that's in New York, and it's really all about learning how to overcome the limiting beliefs that are holding you back. It's about learning how to transform those tragedies into triumphs, how I did, because what I did was I took that tragic moment in my life that was what my father endured, and then, you know, it was a trickle effect because it affected me, but I turned it into a triumph. And I think that in order to overcome pain, that's a positive way to overcome it, because it's like, let me not just get over it, but let me use it to empower myself, to build myself and build my business. So they'll also learn the ins and outs of entrepreneurship as a beginner at this masterclass. They'll start the first steps to begin their business. I'll help them with that. I'll help them identify the business ideas that they may have, create their business identity. They're going to do some market research on whatever business they choose. And they'll also write down the competitive advantage of their business, because I think that, you know, it's not only about learning about just, let me just create this business, but it's like, what is the competitive advantage? How is your business going to be different from all the businesses that are out here? Everyone wants to say that the market is saturated, but it's not. It's only saturated if you think that it's saturated, you know? It's all about what you're going to be doing differently. So they're going to write down the competitive advantage of their business, define their target audience so they can target the correct people. And not only that, but they'll develop a 12-week plan to launch and actually grow their business. So they'll leave with a plan to actually expand on everything that they created at the masterclass.
Yo, this sounds exciting, man. Let me hurry up and get my ticket. Let me ask you.
Yes, I'm extremely excited. And we have our early bird special ticket right now, which is $197, and that's on katehayes.com. And that'll end on September 2nd.
Very powerful. So let me, before we go to this break, let me ask you this question. Give me two important things you think you've learned becoming an entrepreneur and, you know, dealing with the day-to-day operations of running a small business? What's two valuable things you learned that could help our listeners?
I feel that two valuable things that I've learned on this entrepreneurial journey is the fact that, one, don't expect anyone to support you, because when you expect it, you are more let down, you know? So it's like, when you don't expect it, you can be more grateful for the people that do support you, and you can focus more on the people that do support you versus focusing on the negative, you know? And that's something that I talk about in my book as well, is that you have to focus on the positive in life, because when you focus on the positive in life, you'll attract the positive in your life. And then another thing that I've learned during this journey is really just, you have to be committed and you have to focus every single day. Like, if this is something that you truly want, something that you're truly passionate about, you can't treat it like it's a hobby. You can't just work on it on the weekends. You can't just work on it on Tuesdays and Fridays. You know, like, you have to be committed and focused every single day. And that means that you have to sacrifice sometimes. You have to sacrifice your time and dedicate your time and your energy into your business and whatever it is you want to expand. Because what you focus on will expand.
Very, very powerful. And number two?
That was number two.
I apologize. You did that so elegantly.
Number one was the support. Like, you can't expect support from anyone.
You spoke so eloquently.
You need to focus. and commit every day.
Okay, I apologize. You spoke so eloquently, it felt like it was just one answer, you know, for that one. So that's why I said this. So I apologize. But it was so eloquently, you know, you spoke. So I was like, okay, now what's number two? Because, you know, I just want more because I want to give the audience as much as good. You know what I mean?
But, so, all right. You know, it's so many things that you learn on this journey. And it's just, it's so special. Like, understanding that your journey is only for you, you know, and like the things that you face, the trials and tribulations that you face are only meant to make you better, you know, like they're only meant to help you appreciate when you do reach that level of success that you have earned, that your journey will just make it so much more beautiful and purposeful, you know.
Very, very powerful. If you're just joining us, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. Billionaire Benny, and we'll be right back after this short break.
VashaniRadio.com is global. You can listen on any computer or mobile device that connects to the Internet. Simply go to VashaniRadio.com and click on the show you would like to hear. Then sit back and enjoy yourself with powerful and positive talk radio. VashaniRadio.com, New York City. Always talking about everything.
Prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Vashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Vashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Who in the world giving my money away and nobody told me? Okay, I'm going to have to talk to some people about it after this show. I ain't know they was over here giving my money away. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And we have an extraordinary guest by the name of Kate Hayes, and she is dropping it down, the CEO and owner of Fiend Apparel and katehayes.com. And it was just getting fired up in here. Kate Hayes, once again, thank you for being on The Benny Randall Show.
Yes, the pleasure's all mine.
She said the pleasure's all hers. All righty then. So let me push forward then on this, Kate. Now, what are some of the issues you see new entrepreneurs running into in beginning their small business? We don't want you to give them everything, but we need to give you a little enough so we know you're going to drop it when you get to your master class and live and in person in New York. But what are some of the problems and obstacles you see new entrepreneurs going through when they're first starting their business?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're going to cover in the masterclass that I think that a lot of people struggle with is really just there's so much in their head, they hold themselves back, you know? And I think that sometimes people don't realize that the biggest person that's holding them back is themselves, because they limit their own selves based on the beliefs that they come up with in their own mind, you know? So it's like, you have to give yourself grace. And a lot of people think that, oh, I haven't done this before, I'm scared. You know, this is such a big task. And it's like, of course you've never done it before, but there's a lot of things that you've never done before, but you did it and you succeeded. So treat this as such, like you're going to do it. But once you do it that one time, the next time you'll be better at it, you know? So it's like, I think people need to stop getting in the way of their own success. And I think that, you know, another thing is that sometimes we have to educate ourselves a little bit more, you know? And that's why I think it's important to focus on the ins and outs of entrepreneurship, because a lot of people don't know just simple little things, you know, that they need to know about entrepreneurship if they're trying to be serious about it. Because it's like, sometimes people will ask the smallest questions, you know, that are so easy to, you know, to someone that's like, you know, you and I that have been in business for a minute, but to them, this is all new information. So I think that, you know, they need to focus on the knowledge part. The more that they gain knowledge, the more confident they'll be in themselves. And I think that that's another way that will help them unlock the limiting beliefs that are holding them back in their life.
Now, how has the digital age changed the landscape of entrepreneurs? Because, you know, at first, a lot of people had to get outside, they had to grind. Now you have all these platforms like Instagram, and you have platforms like Facebook and TikTok, you know, where, you know, if done right, you can get a lot of exposure and notoriety just on these platforms alone. So how has that leveled the playing field? And if you give me one pro and one con of the social media aspect of marketing and promoting yourself.
I feel as though we're in such a digital age to where the pro is that you get to connect with people around the world, you know, that 10 years ago, you weren't really able to do. And I think that that is a very big blessing when it comes to business and actually growing your business, scaling your business, and really just optimizing everything.
Nice, nice.
I think that people should utilize social media as a platform to gain organic growth. You know, you can build your audience, share your story, promote and launch products and things of that nature. But I think that a con is, people need to realize that you still need that actual in-person interaction. Although social media is amazing, don't forget that you still have a community that's right outside that you can easily engage with if you actually try. You know, so I think that it's like, it is a pro and you should use it to your advantage. But the con is that sometimes people get so fixated on social media that they forget about the actual real world. And you can't do that.
That's interesting, because I often say that a lot of times, that human contact is a very important contact. And I think that social media a lot of times has not really made it social, but antisocial, in my opinion, simply because a lot of people can hide behind what they're texting or what they're putting up or commenting on people's posts. But there is a great advantage of being able to reach people you wouldn't have to been capable of reaching around the world without having millions of dollars to saturate the market with your marketing materials and things like that. So I think that's important. So what do you see happening in 2023 and 2024 as it goes as far as small businesses? What do you think the trend is going towards?
I think that the trend is going towards podcasts, most definitely. I think that a lot of people are focusing on podcasts and just building their communities in general, because people want to have that one-on-one access with the people that actually want to like, know, and the people that do trust them. They want to get more familiar and get more comfortable with those people, and they want to give them a first-class seat into everything that they have to offer. So I think that that is definitely one thing, building their communities. And I think podcasts too. A lot of people have created podcasts this year, and I think that that'll definitely be a number one organic like growth strategy that I think people are going to try to utilize our podcast so they can gain more organic growth.
What do you think most people are going to be excited about attending this masterclass that you're offering? What do you think that they're going to walk away with that's really going to help them change the dynamics on the level and the way their business is headed?
Well, I think that it's definitely important that they're going to be getting a first view. Like, they'll actually be able to just ask me whatever they want to ask. And they'll also be surrounded by like-minded people. And I think that that's so important when you're on this journey, especially when you're just entering this realm, is that you want to be surrounded by experts. You want to be surrounded by people that want to grow just like you, people that are, you know, in that same type of realm, and they're trying to hustle just as much as you are, grind just as much as you are, because you all have that drive, and that energy is exactly what you need to be around when you're trying to start, grow, launch, and scale your business. But I think that the fact that, you know, they'll have access to talking to me, asking me any type of questions, and really just getting that information, getting that value, I think that so many people have been sitting on their business ideas. And when they attend this, they'll actually start, create it, and from there they can launch and grow it. And I think that it will really just be like a little rocket ship for them. You know, like they'll be able to excel in so many ways because they've probably been procrastinating, sitting on their brilliant ideas. And it's no need to do that, because why would you sit on your amazing ideas when you can be out expanding your ideas, expanding your mind, expanding your horizons, and really just up-leveling your mindset and your personal development, you know?
Oh, I love that explanation, because I once heard a guy say that some of the greatest ideas are in the graveyard. People who sat on their ideas and was too scared to move on their ideas and things. What helped you overcome the fear of starting your business? Because usually they say the hardest step is usually the first step of just getting started, because usually, like you say, you don't have nobody to support. You got to be your own cheerleader. You got to be responsible for your success. You got to be responsible for cheering yourself off. You got to be, you know what I mean? You got to be all of those hats. So what do you think, how did you overcome the fear of just saying, you know, frick it, I'm just going to do it? Because everybody has that startup fear.
I think that honestly, I was just blessed to really have a type of mindset that if I don't go out and go for it, if I don't risk, you know, like take that risk, take that leap of faith, I'm not going to get what I want. And I've always been a person that gets what they want. So it's like one way or another, I have to get it done. So I think that, you know, like one thing that I speak about in my book that happened to me was a very like important moment in my life that actually made me like launch every single thing. Well, the start of every single thing was I was a part of this group, and they had mentors for us. They were like in the fashion industry and things of that nature. And one of the mentors said to the group, it was like 25 of us, they said, raise your hand if you've ever thought about starting something, whether that be a business, a podcast, a blog, anything of that nature. Everyone raised their hand. And then she said, raise your hand if you've actually started. And one person raised their hand. No, it was not me. And like that really just showed me that there's so many people that want to start, but they never start, you know. And even if you have that idea in your mind, that doesn't mean that you're going to start, because you could be afraid or you could think you don't have time. You know, people let a lot of like their life get the best of them and get in the way of their amazing abilities. And so I didn't want to be the person to be in my own way, you know? So I let that be the start of my blog, which then transformed into Fiend, which then helped me build katehayes.com. And now I've published a book. I have created this masterclass that's on September 30th in New York City. I have a vendors list that's coming out tomorrow, and so many other things that, you know, really just from that one little moment in my life, it made such a big impact. You know, like now I have different services on katehayes.com where people can come and pick my brain to get ideas. They can build their business. That's like a 2-month program that we have where they can help grow their business. So I'll help them with their LLC, their EIN number, with their logo, everything. They also have a Mindset Matters program. We have a 1 month and a 3 month program. So I really think that, you know, it's just like once you kickstart your greatness, it's just gonna continue to produce amazing things, you know, because it's like you really never know your limit, and you don't have a limit. And that's the thing that people don't understand, is that you really don't have a limit. It's really all about how far you want to go with it.
You really broke it down here, man. It's amazing how time goes so fast when you're having fun, Kate Hayes. In your final words, What's your final word?
My final words are just so many words I could give, but, you know, I just want people to understand that they need to focus on themselves. They need to grow their mind, grow their mindset, and from there, things will expand, because I think that you need to have a shift. And once you have that shift, everything that we're talking about, it makes so much sense. You know, like once you have that shift, you will really just go all in on yourself, because you are tired of waiting for whatever you think is going to save you, when really you're the only person that can save yourself.
Now, if people want to reach out to you, where could they do that, K-Days?
Yes, I would love for anyone that would like to reach out to me. They can find me at K-Days on Instagram. They can go to my website, kdays.com, which is kathehayez.com. And from there, they can do whatever they want. They can get the book, Building Your Dream So You Can Live the Life You Want. They can come and be a part of the masterclass that's in New York on Saturday, September 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. In Manhattan. And they can also book a call with me to pick my brain if they want, set up a Mindset Matters program, be a part of that. They can start to build their business. You know, so it's so many things that I have to offer. But really, if they just want to connect with me on Instagram, Kate Hayes, and then my website, like I said before, is katehayes.com.
Wow. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, and that was katehayes.com. That was katehayez.com. All you need to know is right there at katehayes.com, and make sure you check out that September 30th masterclass right here in beautiful New York City where we are located, all right? And, Kate, I really thank you for being on The Benny Randall Show, because we believe it's your business to know. We believe that anytime you can help people, you can help people. It's just a wonderful thing. And I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to come and chat with us right here on The Benny Randall Show.
Yes, I appreciate you all for having me, and I appreciate you for letting me just share a bit of my story and everything that I have to offer.
Amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. This is another Benny Randall Show right here on BashaniRadio.com. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com, or you can go to BRJElite.com, and, you know, whatever you need to do, we can make it happen. You know why? Because you are absolutely worth it. You hear what I say? And remember, like Kate was saying, that don't be afraid to do what you got to do. Don't be afraid to go after what you have to go after. Don't be afraid to live your very best life. And make sure you check out that masterclass at katehayes.com and the wonderful audiobooks that she have. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, like I always say, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it, because it's not a game. It's a lifestyle, baby. Till next time.
Yeah. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. We global. BashaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.
We're taking over the radio.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.